T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. It sounded like I was at my, when I would go visit my grandmother at the old folks home or the Council on Aging Center, say it like that. And I would go there and they would be playing these little young, these hip hop songs that they'd be playing it like that move. I'm like, Grandma, are y'all really playing this stuff? It's not like y'all listen to it, baby. Yes, it is. It's the same stuff, just that y'all doing it rather slow. She said, like the dance, boy.
Just roll up in the old folks' home and start dancing?
Not my grandma. She liked to dance.
So, last week, we all made an agreement.
Yeah.
We all said, listen, we are not going to discuss the playoff picture unless Washington beats Carolina. They've now beat Carolina.
Now, we said we'll let you start to do it, and we'll wait and talk later. That's what I said.
Well, here's my thought. I think we can take a look at the entire playoff picture and just kind of give people the lay of the land, and then we'll get to Washington.
All right.
Because I think
you
last
know if
night,
if something happened, they're going to blame you for starting to put the cart before the horse.
Brian, if we've learned anything, I get blamed for everything.
Well, so most times you deserve it.
Most times.
Mean, like 95% of the time you deserve it. The other 5% not.
We'll start with the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
As it currently stands, I need an updated playoff picture.
Do we really care about the AFC?
I think we do, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some Baltimore fans listening to us.
But I mean, I think people are just football fans, like, period.
No. They get mad when you talk about other people other than just talking about one team.
I think they get mad when you talk about the Cowboys.
Who? We rarely ever talk about them.
I agree. Here's the current playoff picture. Now, the Titans just lost to the Texans, correct?
Yep.
In a really, really.
David Culley. That's what I'm talking about, son.
Dude, David Culley has done a much better job than anybody expected.
I thought he could do good. He's an influential guy.
Right. A much better job than most people that didn't know him expected.
Yeah.
And when I say that, it's largely based on the Texans roster. I mean, they were barren. Then you got your best player refusing to play for the organization in Deshaun Watson. Still, the Titans remain in first place.
8-3.
Now, first place is vital nowadays if you have real Super Bowl aspirations. Because it's the only bye.
Yeah.
After Tennessee, you got the Ravens at 7-3. Then the Pats at 7-4, Chiefs at 7-4.
You see the Chiefs creep back in that thing, man.
Chiefs have crept back in that. And I think you could kind of say the Chargers let them creep back in that thing with some dumb losses.
Yeah.
So that's your four division winners in the AFC. Titans, Ravens, Pats, Chiefs. This is right now. We still got plenty of football left. We've got mm-hmm. six games left, depending if teams have had byes yet. Right now, your three wild card teams, Bengals, Chargers, Bills. If those three wild card teams were to hold out, B, who would you want to face?
If you are
Bengals, Chargers, Bills.
I'll take the Bengals.
Least experience by far.
Yeah, what the Bengals have shown me, when you can slow up their offense, they're in trouble.
It's tough to do, though.
Yeah, it's tough to do, but if you got the proper defense to where you can do something. Jamar Chase is the main guy. So if you can start affecting him, then you have a chance. So I, 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 I would go in this order. I would rather play the Bengals, the Chargers, than the Bills.
Bengals, Chargers, then the Bills. Listen, I recognize how much excitement there was for the Bills. And I've seen how well they've played in spots.
Mm-hmm.
They look terrible, dude. They cannot run the ball. And you're seeing defenses play the Chiefs and the Bills fairly similarly, mm-hmm, because neither team runs the ball very well.
Well, now
they're just dropping back.
Well, they could drop back now. Now that my little Claude
Edwards-Helaire
is back, drop back. And little man is going to break your back.
I think that's what Andy hopes, but it hasn't always. He hasn't. I thought he would come to the NFL out of LSU and be a ball on fire, and he hasn't been.
Now, well, he was. He got hurt.
Right.
But the thing about him, he can come out the backfield, catch, like Andy likes to get the ball into the running back's hand real quick. And he truly believes that those little quick passes are like extensions of his run. If that kid is getting 5, 6, 7 yards a carry, or those little receptions, that's going to put, all of a sudden you find those,
totally,
that
people
same defense
start
creeping up, and he has the ability to get past you. Now, when you start creeping up, then you got all of that speed out wide that's going to cause problems. Their problem is their defense. And if their defense could play like they did the last game.
Against Dallas, they were great.
Hell, man, they could be special.
In the of the NFC division winners right now, who is most likely to hold on and win out and win that division? Who is least likely to hold on and win out?
Most likely, I look at the Cardinals right now.
Well, hold on. We're still in the AFC.
Oh, I thought you said the NFC, but.
Sorry.
AFC now. AFC.
I think it's probably the Titans, but the Colts are coming on.
The Colts are coming on, but I don't think the Colts is going to have enough to go and get them.
But losing Derrick Henry is a big blow for them.
It's huge.
I think the Ravens still have to deal with the Bengals, Browns, and the Steelers. I'm not high on the Browns.
The Browns and the Steelers, to me, if the Ravens defense is playing like they're capable of, I'm not concerned for them if I'm a Browns or a Steelers fan. I mean, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm not concerned with the Browns and the Steelers. And I know my buddy Eddie, who I just talked to, probably want to throw something at me, but he's a big Steelers fan. Who gives a damn? I'm just saying, I don't think that they're that good.
Do the Pats and the Chiefs end up winning that division?
The Patriots truly, truly have opened my eyes to a lot. I look at the way that they play. I look at the way they run the ball. They stop the run. And we had this big talk about Bill or Tom. Hell, can somebody just say that both of them were vital and good? Because Bill right now has a young quarterback playing as good as any veteran quarterback out there. He runs the football on you like crazy.
And the defense.
And their defense is always damn good. So don't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm
with
you there.
If they say, hey, Bills, you thought because Tom left, you all going to run the division? No, no, no. We still doing this.
Which team that is currently out of the playoffs in the AFC do you think could land in there? Steelers, Colts, Browns, Raiders?
I go with the Steelers. And the Colts, possibly.
Me too.
Those two, because the thing about it, I don't think the Steelers is great like they were, but they seem to have enough talent, and especially defensively, they can get after quarterbacks. And the thing, when you get after quarterbacks, you can make guys become very, very normal and throw the ball wherever. The Colts, this is a strange scene.
They run the hell out of the ball.
They run the hell out of it, but they can be so dominant one week and completely out of it the next.
I think a lot of it is Carson Wentz, honestly.
Yeah.
I think the Colts are surging. The Steelers are interesting. I mean, you never count the Steelers out.
As Ben is healthy, the Steelers has a chance.
I think I'm about done with the Browns and the Raiders and the Broncos. I think your wild card teams will be some version of the top nine in the NFC right now.
The Broncos are going to play hard. They're not a great team. They're going to play hard, and they're going to end up beating some teams because some teams are going to run over there to Denver and not be prepared. And they're going to believe the fact that, that altitude don't make a difference. Yes, it does. But they're going to get some people. But I don't think that they're good enough to be, if they were to make it, to make a run in the playoffs.
So there are 7 playoff spots in each conference. I think all 7 in the AFC will come from 9 teams. Titans, Ravens, Pats, Chiefs, Bengals, Chargers, Bills, Steelers, Colts. And I think the top 4 of those are locks. The NFC, when you flip the page here,
uh-huh,
way more question marks.
A lot of question marks.
But let's just do the locks, and we'll look at the question marks later.
The locks in the AFC, the Cardinals.
Yes.
Packers.
The Cardinals going 2-1 without Kyler and without DeAndre Hopkins is damn impressive.
I think the
Colts
Cardinals,
playing well
I think
for
the
them.
Buccaneers, the Cowboys. I have to say the Packers, too. I think the Vikings end up beating them this week. But overall, I believe that the Packers are going to win that division.
I agree with you, dude. I think the division.
Other than Kurt and the Vikings, who else is going to do anything?
I mean, we did this exercise for the AFC, right? Like, which of the current division winners, which is Cardinals, Packers, Bucks, Cowboys, which of those current division winners could you see falling back? And I think 3 weeks ago, if you're like, well, Kyler Murray's hurt, I could see the Rams taking over the NFC West.
But they didn't. Looked like they backpedaled.
I mean,
soon as they got somebody that was on the boat in there, they started to look bad. What happened?
They were probably wearing jeans and boots. Like, if you just look, it's probably still the Cardinals just because the Rams are only two games back. But elsewhere, the Packers are still three games clear of the Vikings. The Bucks are two games clear of the Saints, but Trevor Siemian, no thank you. And the Cowboys are two games clear of the Eagles, three games clear of Washington. Like, I think those four will go on to win their division.
Mm-hmm.
But not to mention, Arizona, I don't think, has had their bye yet, so they already have 9 wins.
Yeah, nine.
They're 9-2.
9-2, they have 11 games. They got 6 games left.
So they're not only a game ahead, they're 2 games ahead of L.A. in the win column, but they're a game ahead in the loss column, too.
Yeah.
So that's 2.5, I suppose, until the bye's even out. I think where there's real interest is the NFC wild card situation. I think the Rams are a lock for a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you got a bunch of teams competing for the 6th and 7th wild card in the NFC. And we always do our true or false on Tuesdays. True or false, B, an NFC team gets into a wild card with a record under 500.
True.
I think so, too. I think you can get to that 7 seed with an 8-9 record.
If you look at it right now.
Cody's shaking his head.
5-5 or 5-6. No, 5-5 is sitting here at the 6th and 7th spot. You have 7 games left. So they came. Somebody's going to end up being 1 game under and make it.
I could see 8-9 getting in.
Yeah.
Cody, you don't think so?
I think that all they have to do is win 4 out of their next 7. You're saying 2 teams will not do that?
Yeah.
I
because
don't see
a lot
it.
Of these teams playing each other. You gotta realize that.
I mean,
the Vikings will probably get to 9. The 49ers have a chance to get to 9.
They play each other this weekend.
That's true.
And like, they play each other this weekend.
And they still have 6 more games after that.
The Vikings and the 49ers?
Yes.
I think if you had to.
Let me see. Who you going to take, Cody?
49ers. It is in San Francisco, so I'm taking the 49ers.
Woo!
So here's the thing. I think if you. there's a big time system pick coming on Thanksgiving. I just want to prepare everybody. But if you're looking at these teams, you have this huge collection of 5-5 teams. Saints, Vikings, Niners, Eagles. Eagles are 5-6. The Panthers are 5-6. Then you have Washington 4-6, Falcons 4-6. Who's going up and who's going down at this point? I think the Saints are going down. I think Siemian can't play.
I don't think Trevor Siemian is as bad as people are trying to say. I don't think the way that Jameis was playing is far better than what Trevor Siemian can play for you. I think the Saints' issues come when their defense is not playing well. If their defense is playing dominant, they're going to give them some chances. And when you're Trevor Siemian, you don't have to go out there and try to win it. I'm going to be best friends with Alvin Kamara.
If you're picking, well, they need Kamara healthy. That killed him in Philly. My system pick kind of hinges on Alvin Kamara being healthy. But
yeah, I know. I saw your pick. It's going to be you're taking the Saints over Buffalo.
Saints are at home getting points prime time.
Okay.
That is the system.
If Buffalo sucks recently.
They suck recently. They cannot run the ball. And the Saints play
and
really
Allen
good
has
defense.
Looked awful.
Right. And when Allen is inaccurate like he was a couple years ago, all of a sudden that thing starts falling apart.
He got
at the seams.
Turkey, so he's happy.
If you have to pick your two wild card NFC teams. Here are the names in the hat. Vikings, Saints, Niners, Eagles. I'm not including, well, I guess I can't include the Eagles because they're 5-6. I'll give you the three 500 teams. Vikings, Saints, Niners. Pick two of them. Or do you want to, or you can go with somebody else.
I will go Vikings, Niners.
Cody?
Yeah, Vikings, Niners. I like that.
Landfill?
I think that does make the most sense. Vikings and Niners.
I agree with Vikings. I'm in on Vikings. The Niners are playing really tough right now, but they are volatile, man. They play really hard for a couple weeks, and then they lay
so
some eggs.
So you think the Saints are going to play better than the Niners?
No.
Well, you gave us three games, three teams to
I
pick
said
from.
You could pick other, too.
I thought you gave us three teams.
Those are the teams that are 500. The other teams are below 500. Yeah. I kind of like the Eagles, man.
The 49ers have an easier schedule down the trip here. They got Seahawks, Falcons, and Texans. That's three easy wins.
But are they playing the Rams? Are they doing like a Washington and they play the Rams and the Cardinals like three times down the stretch?
Seattle,
down
right.
Just Rams at the very end of the year, but if the Rams have their spot locked up.
Who's to say?
It's a fun exercise. I mean, that's why we love this league. And I think the seventh wild card is a lot, but damn, it doesn't make it way more interesting. And listen, it's Thanksgiving. Like, it's reasonable to start discussing playoff scenarios now. Playoffs. When we return, let's ask Barstool Nate what he thinks about playoff scenarios.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following the show on social media. Follow at B. Mitch and Finley. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Follow Brian at B. Mitch Live NBCS. Right now, time to go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Let's go to New York City and talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. You can see all his content at Barstool Sports. Check out the Cracking Aces podcast. Nate, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm well. I'm mentally preparing to fly home tomorrow. Yes, I'm taking a flight.
Why are you flying?
A flight? It'll take you longer to get to the airport and through it than it take you to get on here on a Acela.
Hey, you are not wrong one bit at all. I messed up the trains. So here's the thing. You know how there's just no way of predicting what day Thanksgiving's going to be every year. You know, it jumps around the calendar.
Yeah.
There's absolutely
it's like
no
the 4th
way
of July or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't plan that in advance. So how could you ever book a train in advance? And so I didn't do that. And so I was left with the only option was to fly. So I'm taking an hour flight from New York to Washington, which I don't know if you ever heard of those two cities. They're fairly popular and busy around the holidays. And I'm doing it the day before Thanksgiving.
That's going to be
how much does that ticket cost?
Be Mitch, my guy. Again, so how about that football team, you know?
Do you at least have clear?
JT, I
it's going to take you 3 hours to get to the gate.
I might leave tonight. Like, my flight is at noon or something tomorrow.
What airport?
I'm down so bad right now.
What airport? Tell me it's not LaGuardia.
It is out of LaGuardia.
Oh, my God, dude. You should walk. You should just leave now and start walking.
Like, so LaGuardia is the closest airport to me, which is a good thing. The bad thing is the closest airport to me is still 45 minutes away on a good day. So
that's an hour 25, hour 40.
This is a nightmare, dude.
If I get there in under 2 hours tomorrow, I will kiss the ground when I get out of my $200 Uber. It's going to be an absolute pain.
Hey, do you have a car?
Do I have a car?
Yeah.
I don't even have a driver's license, B-Man.
Oh, well,
I guess that's why he's not driving.
That solved that problem. Somebody asked, why isn't he driving? Well, he can't. He don't have a license.
I
think you should hitch him.
This is a little, I might seem put together in some places. I don't know who would ever think that.
I'm not sure that's the perception.
No, I would hope not. But anybody who thinks that I am, just know that I couldn't book a train from New York to D.C. for Thanksgiving. So I have to take a flight the day before Thanksgiving, and I don't have a driver's license. That's where I'm at. But you know what? I'm gonna put an optimistic spin. I am very lucky and fortunate that I get to go home for the holidays and see my family and be around happiness and turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes. So the pain and agony that I'm going to deal with tomorrow will all be worth it.
See your little nephew. Beamish and I were talking. There's a reasonable chance we'll both be in here Friday. And should that occur, you should come in and perhaps we'll get cocktails when we get done.
Done.
Or during it or, you know, whatever.
You think, man. I knew I like you better than JP.
All right. We're talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Check him out on Twitter at Barstool Nate. So I wanted to ask this. I thought you wrote a really interesting piece yesterday on Barstool.com that I think a lot of people, a lot of Washington fans can connect with. Kind of explain what you wrote.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's tough being, we all know it's tough being a Washington football team fan because Dan Snyder is pound for pound the worst human being to ever live. And so when the team is good, we are all happy, but I hate that he gets to be happy when the team's good. Cause like cheering for them means that we're cheering for him. And after the whole Sean Taylor thing, I was so down on just football and the team and like, how can I cheer for this team that's owned by such a terrible person? And they treat the fans like us loyal fans who have dealt with this, you know, me, I'm 33, you know, for, you know, the better part of two decades in my memory. We're just treated like such crap by Dan Snyder. And so I love when they win. I love cheering for the guys, but I'm still just like the Sean Taylor thing was the final straw for me where it just became so tough for me to get up on a Sunday and watch them and root for them. But I still do because it's so ingrained in my blood and my life. And it's just, I feel like a lot of Washington fans are dealing with the same thing where, you know, we love watching Terry and Taylor and, you know, the defense is finally, you know, coming together, and it's so great when they're winning. And you know, we're on this. We beat Tom Brady at home, then go into Carolina and put this great game together against them. And now it's like playoffs. We're talking playoffs, and Seattle's playing bad, and we have them at home, and the Raiders are playing bad, and we have, you know, them in 2 weeks, and then, you know, so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's like, why do we do this to ourselves year after year? We're still the Washington football team, we're still owned by Dan Snyder. And this whole paradigm that just builds and builds and builds on itself. And it's just really hard to figure out.
You know what, man? I'm going to give you a situation. When I was younger, you know, I was paying child support and I had a serious issue because I saw things happening with the money that wasn't supposed to be. And my sister basically told me, you know, just like when you pay your offering and your stuff in church, you have no control over where that goes. Just make sure you're doing it based off of the real reason. And like you talk about the players that you fall in love with, the money you spend help those players come here, help those memories that you have. So don't worry about anything else. Just like, you know, when I would give that money, I used to have these issues and I'd be so damn pissed off. But then I got to the point where I'm sending it to my son. If they don't use it the proper way, that's their fault. You know what I'm saying? But I just kept doing it and I had a whole different outlook on it. So just think about the Sean Taylors that had come along, you know, the Clinton Porters, the Art Monks, and all those people that gave you those great memories and things of that nature. That's what you're paying for. And then all of a sudden, you don't think about the other stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's why we have such a hard time as fans now because we have all these great memories growing up and we love rooting for the team. And when they're winning, you know, Washington is such a great football town. And all we want to do is root for a winner. And Dan Snyder has just fundamentally destroyed every ounce of happiness that we've ever had for this team just by his pure presence and ownership of the team and every bad decision he's made for the last 20 odd years. And it just stinks. So then we all root for them to win so hard. And all we want to do is root for a good football team. And now they're winning again and everything should be great. And I think we're all just still so angry about Snyder that there's still just this, you know, just like this layer of filth, like just over the team. And really all that needs to happen is the NFL just forces him out and it'll be the greatest day in Washington football history. And so I'm still just holding out hope that that happens.
I think you got a better chance of making your flight out of LaGuardia tomorrow. talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. It really is this interesting because I've heard from so many people that they won't go back to FedEx Field and they love the team, but they can't spend money on it. And at some point, I think winning cures that. I think even just the conversations, how they change after a two-game win streak. And Taylor Heinicke, I think, has people really excited. And I think Terry McLaurin is, I think for the first time in a while, you've got a player, McLaurin, that like, all right, this is people can easily be like, all right, this is my favorite player. He's going to be here for a while. I can get his jersey. I can get his jersey for my kids. And, you know, whether or not it's working, whether or not we believe he will allow it to work long term, because I think any reasonable person has doubts. They at least are trying to overhaul things over there. I think a real big step will be if when they actually get a new stadium. I think FedEx has come to embody everything that fans hate, and it to the point where even when they're winning, people don't want to go. I always reference this point. 2018, Alex Smith, they're 6-3, hosting the Houston Texans, also 6-3, a matchup of first place teams. It's November. It's perfect football weather. It was probably like 60 degrees, maybe 50 degrees, and the place was empty. And that, to me, of all the problems you can point to, that to me shows the erosion of the fan base the most.
But the thing is, it just all starts with Snyder, right? It doesn't matter. He has just sucked the joy out of football for so many people. And sure, FedEx Field is a dump, and I won't go there. I hate traffic. I don't, you know, all that stuff. It's just impossible to get to. It's a terrible environment, etc. But I also just don't want to give a dime to Dan Snyder. It's not set. Like, we can always point at reasons, right? Oh, it's the stadium. Oh, it's the weather. Oh, it's this or that. It's money. If it's a good team, a good environment, a good culture, fans will show up. We have been given no reason to show up outside of a few seasons for the last two decades. So will a new stadium cure all? Probably not. Not as long as Dan Snyder's grubby handprints are all over his team. And we thought that things were going to change. We thought he was going to take a step back. And as far as I can tell, not maybe 10% has changed, 15% has changed. So I it's easy to be optimistic after a win against the Bucs and a win against the Panthers. And I hate sounding like the Debbie Downer, but I still want to be realistic where we've been sucked into these optimistic holes a few times, and what ends up happening. Someone tears their ACL, someone breaks their leg, someone gets sued, Dan Snyder becomes even more of like a bigger, you know, terrible human being than we thought before. It, to me, it all boils down to him. And it's going to be a huge mental block for me to get over just supporting with money a team that he owns.
Think about you paying for the memories, the moments, the fans, the players that you love, and let the other stuff disappear.
Yeah, you're not alone in how you feel. We need a support group for Washington football team fans like Nate. Nate, I got to let you run, but I got this tweet from Big Baller 23. He wanted me to let you know Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday in November.
Oh no, I know that was the joke I was trying to make.
That's why I was pointing it out. It was funny.
Oh, okay, but yeah, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And if you're not someone with family and friends on Thanksgiving. People are out there who love you and support you, and just stay safe and, you know, go get yourself a ton of M&Ms and just, you know, watch the Lions play football and just try to keep spirits up.
You going to Caps Wednesday and Friday?
I will be there on Wednesday, TBD about Friday.
All right. Barstool Nate, everybody. We'll touch base about Friday coming in studio. We'll follow up maybe
all right,
Friday
I hope
morning.
See you guys on Friday.
All right, man. Take care. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Good luck with that travel. Yes. That sounds perfect.
I don't want
to. I'm leaving now.
You need to.
Barstool Nate joining us on the BetQL guest line. We got Pete Haley joining us at 12:30. Plus, we're going to open the phone lines up. Haven't done it yet today. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Massenburg, NBC Sports Washington Wizards analyst, joined us. Plus, Barstool Nate. Listen, man, Nate's obviously crazy and certainly doesn't know how to book his travel, but there are a lot of people out there that feel like Nate does when it comes to the Washington football team.
I mean, and the thing of it is, I think everyone has a right to their opinion. How do you feel about certain
things? Totally. And there's 2 decades of reason to support it. Right now, we open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. My guy Dickie's on the line. Dickie, what's up, man?
How are you doing? What's that line in the movie? Once I'm out, they suck me back in.
Yeah, Godfather 3.
It's unbelievable. I left the Saints game. I said, I'm never going back. I'm never buying another thing. And here I am daydreaming of a wild card spot.
You think they get there?
But hey, I just wanted to say, I think Taylor Heinicke, I think that instead of drafting a quarterback, we should draft him some weapons. I really think that if he had some elite help, and I think if we game planned around him, that he could be a real thing. We obviously have zero success of getting a quarterback, so I don't see why not. But y'all have a good one.
All right, man.
Thank you, Diggy. Appreciate you, buddy. I don't think it's an accident that Washington's little win streak here has coincided with Washington running the hell out of the football.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an accident whatsoever.
And I think that is the thing. Like, you have to look at the overall, and it's how that happens. When you start talking about the franchise quarterback in this day and age, it's those guys that just can take over the game by themselves. But for the most part, most quarterbacks need a running game. Even the top ones need a running game. Not as much. They can still pick you apart. But they have to stick to the run even more. I wouldn't have anything against them running the ball a little more than they do pass it. Because if you run it 30 times and the offensive line is playing as hard as they're playing and as well as they're playing.
And mashing dudes.
Yeah, and you start throwing the ball a little bit. You know, when I was in college, I carried the ball myself like 20 times, 21 times a game. And I threw it for like another 20-something times while giving it to other people. We ran the ball so much, when I threw the ball, they were open most of the damn time.
I meant to ask you this.
What?
Are you at all concerned about your boy Billy Napier?
Nah.
So
the reason I'm not concerned.
Well, hold on. Let's give everybody the. So Bill Napier is the coach at Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns. Napier's killing it. He's been really, really good down there.
They're sitting at 9-1.
And it's exciting football.
Top 25.
I mean, they look great. They beat up my App State squad, who's another good team. And now all of a sudden, Billy Napier's name is very hot for Florida and LSU, both big jobs that are open. If I'm Napier, I ain't leaving for Virginia Tech if I can get Florida or LSU.
Yeah, but the thing about it, LSU, I think, offered 8 years, $90-something million to Lincoln Riley. And Lincoln Riley is now in a position of leaving Oklahoma for the money because a few years back, he said, if I had LSU talent, I'd win the national championship every year. Well, I've also heard that Oklahoma.
Well, and keep this in mind. Oklahoma and Texas are about to join the SEC.
Yeah.
So if you're the coach at Oklahoma and you get to coach against the Big 12, there's value in that. But now you got to compete against these guys anyway.
You may as well go to LSU. Because see, the thing of it is this. Oklahoma said that they can probably match it, but they won't. So the thing I feel is this. Billy Napier came to UL Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns. And he's done an unbelievable job. And every coach, they come in to enhance kids' lives and win football games and give themselves the best opportunity for their families. If Coach Napier is offered, I think he's making like 2.7 with a bonus is almost $3 million at my school. Someone go off him $5, $6, $7, $8 million. I'm like, Coach, I'll drive you there. And then I will be on that committee who's going out to try to get another coach, and we're going to look for the same qualities that he had to bring him back. David Culley, who was there after my second year, he was offered a job at UTEP, offensive coordinator, going to do his thing. What should I do? I said, man, look, I'm going to be okay. You better go get your damn money. Now he's the head coach of the Houston Texans. Billy Napier could be the head coach of one of these teams one day, too. That's their goals. I'm not going to hold nobody back like that. But I think he's built something so good, and the fanfare is so good, and the way that they treat those kids down there, that is why players go there and coaches want to be there. Because Lafayette, Louisiana, treats you way better than some of these major, major, major cities around colleges right. teach you.
We're going for the spring game.
Yeah.
Locked in, period. Get Mr. Boudreaux to send his private jet up here.
Mr. Boudreaux is no longer with us.
What I know about Louisiana, there's more than one Mr. Boudreaux.
Well, the Mr. Boudreaux that took care of me is no longer here. We'll get to Louisiana. Don't worry about that.
All right. You look at...
We're going to fly into New Orleans, and we're going to start our trip off with Maniac.
Good God. You know how I always... Whenever we go on the road, I always like to rent a car. I always like to have, like, my own... I always like to be able to get where I need to go my own.
We are not going
to
do that.
I want nothing to do with the car the entire time we're in Louisiana.
No, we're going to have a ride somewhere.
Right. Napier was a coach at Bama, receivers yep. coach.
Mm-hmm.
OC at Clemson,
yep.
like his pedigree, and then what he's doing at Lafayette.
The thing about him.
You got LSU open, Florida open, not to mention USC, TCU, Virginia Tech.
But he's a damn good dude, and he's real with these kids. My nephew, he gave my nephew a chance to come in. My nephew had gone to a JUCO, and he got him there, and my nephew was acting up. He called me and said, what should I do? I said, you treat him just like you treat everybody else. What you mean? I said, if he's not doing his job and he's not going to class and handling his business, you cut his ass and get rid of him just like you would anybody else. He doesn't deserve. If he's going to go there on my name and screw it up, he doesn't deserve any favoritism. So his mom or him, they can say what the hell they want to say. But you don't go somewhere, you get an opportunity and then screw it up. And he came to me. He did not want to do it. I said, Coach, if you don't, then I'll stop supporting you. You got to do that.
That's cool. How about this? So the Cajuns finish their season against UL Monroe this Saturday. December 4th, championship Saturday in college football. Rematch with App State.
Oh, we'll take that.
Yeah, you better look out. Look out for my Mountaineers.
Hey, man.
When we return, Ron Rivera joined.
Joe Mountaineer, I thought you went to Maryland.
I'm an App State fan, dude. I'm a Maryland fan.
That's a trip, isn't it? Just completely dissed this college.
I'm a Maryland fan.
We'll put y'all on the schedule next year. Y'all want to come down there and laugh at it? We'll go get Maryland on our schedule.
I think it's
we'll
a bad idea. I think it's a bad idea for Maryland to go down to Lafayette. When we return, Ron Rivera joined the Sports Junkies this morning. Some interesting comments. Let's dig into that when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.